Good morning and welcome back to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schock. He happens to be the Barron County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources, but here on Get the Scoop, he's actually the turkey expert. So, good morning, Chris.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
I thought what she was going to say, folks, is here on Get the Scoop, he's just the big turkey.
Well, that would have been good, too. Okay. I could have said that.
Here I am. I'm just the big turkey.
No, but I find that, you know, we get a lot of questions, especially right at this time of year.
Sure we do.
And people just want to have a little bit of, you know, reassurance that they're doing it correctly. Mm-hmm. And this is why we're having these talking turkey talk right now.
Talking turkey talks. Yes, I'm sorry, I repeated the talk twice. That's okay.
But today is another day that you're going to give us some particular tips and suggestions for cooking our turkey.
Right. You know, and there's lots of different ways to cook turkeys. Okay, some people like them baked. Some people fry them. Some people smoke them. Whatever your family likes, and that's the most important thing. Okay. But if we're for sure, any turkey we're cooking, it's got to be thawed. All right. So
I've seen some really bad videos.
Yeah, we've seen bad videos. All right. I saw one the other day. A fire company did, and it was, you know, it was horrible when you try to deep fry a frozen turkey. And people that try to deep fry turkeys in their garage. I mean, there's, you know,
there's explodes.
And we have house fires every year. So. You know, safety is a must, okay? And so if you're going to be deep frying that turkey, make sure it's thawed. So, you know, we're at Wednesday. Tomorrow's the big day.
Mm-hmm.
So
gobble, gobble.
There we go. You know, so that water bath method is probably your choice right now. So mm-hmm. changing that out. And you said you've got a, you know, prep sink. So, man, that works really good, okay,
mm-hmm.
For that. Why do we want that internal temperature of 165 degrees? Is because it's where we're going to kill the bacteria and the foodborne illness. All right. So 165 degrees, and I don't care if you smoke it, you bake it, you roast it, or you deep fry it. The internal temperature needs to be 165 degrees. I mean, that one's, you know, there's no variation in that. So everybody has got their recipe for making the perfect turkey.
Everybody
does.
They do. How's your preferred method?
I use a lot of butter.
Okay.
I use a lot of carrots, onions, and celery to stuff the body cavity.
Mm-hmm.
I do cook a whole bird, and I cook it pretty traditionally. I do not cook it in the oven. I have a large roaster, and you've seen the large roaster that I have, which is also capable of making 5 gallons of chili at a time, but we will talk about that another day. But anyway, so it's large.
Right. Large and in charge.
I use a lot of butter.
Okay.
I go ahead and use some chicken broth, too, instead of just adding extra water in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out good for me. That works good for me. Some people like to brine the turkey, which is soak it in salt water or soak it in salt plus another spice, whatever that is. Some people inject underneath the skin. Some people are much more patient than I am and do constant basting. I've got too much other stuff to do. Brett and I do that day. We have a lot of folks over at our house. So, you know, whatever your recipe is, whatever you like, but you're trying to maintain that moisture in there. And you know, a lot of difference in what people talk about the temperature they want to cook at. You know, I like to be in that, you know, 325, 350 range as far as what my oven is. Some people like cooking in the bags.
I have found that that's pretty fascinating to cook in the bag.
Right.
It just keeps the steam and stuff right around that bird, doesn't
keeps
it?
The moisture around the bird.
Yeah.
Which is a good deal. It also aids in cleanup.
Oh, it does. And do people with the bag, do they also have vegetables in with that one too?
Usually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you know the celery and the carrots and the onion is going to provide, you know, a lot of flavor to that. So let's just say we're just going to stop right there.
Okay.
And we're going to say we've got the bird thawed. We've got the bird in the roaster or the pan. We've got our spices in there. Let's talk about cooking that bird a little bit more tomorrow.
Okay, sounds great. So come back with us tomorrow. We're going to be continuing on talking or cooking our turkey for Thanksgiving. So make sure you come back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big thank you and a shout out to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hobdy Dine Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.